Hi, I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman from The Peak, and this is a bonus interview with Derek Wilburn, who is a newly elected D20 school board member and also the founder and director of Rocky Mountain Black Conservatives. And on the program, Derek mentioned an internship program that he has that is called People of Color Capital Interns. I'm getting that right?
You are.
Okay. And where they fund people of color, young people who get sent to Washington, to the Capitol, to learn about, as Sebastian Gorka says, the melodious swamp and everything there. So I asked him, as I do at the end of our interviews, and we do this bonus, I say, what's on your heart? What do you want to talk about? We have some extra time. And he said, I want to talk about this internship project. So, Derek, give us the history of it. How did this come about, this internship?
I've always had a passion for the community from which I came and to which I belong. I mean, I'll be black for the rest of my life.
Unless you're Michael Jackson.
See, you go there.
I get to. It's my show. I have a microphone.
We black Americans are, and to some degree, Jewish Americans, I can talk about that same chat. We are the most politically lopsided demographic in the country. And Jews probably just right on our heels. We've been voting for the same candidates from the same political party for roughly 60 years.
I want to say not Orthodox Jews, but you said the 80-20 rule before. That's only about 20%. Yes. My kinsmen mostly vote liberal, very liberal. We're highly progressive.
And it
makes no sense.
It makes no sense. And I don't even look at it from a ideological point of view. I look at it from strictly a logical point of view. There's no point. There's no situation in which competition does not benefit the consumer. Competition always benefits the consumer. And what we've done in the black community is we've said to one political party, you have no competition for our votes. We're only going to vote for you. We only have voted for you. We're never going to stop voting for you.
No matter what we do to you or don't do for you.
The results you produce, you don't produce, doesn't matter. Chicago has a 50-50 member city council. Current makeup, 46 Democrats, 4 independents, 0 Republicans. And those 4 independents are all Democrat socialists. Same thing at the Cook County level. Cook County, 15-member council, 15 Democrats. Same thing at the state level. Same thing at the federal level. There's no competition for votes. So I had the idea to say, let's get to our younger generations and teach them about our system of self-governance by putting them in a position to see, look, listen, and learn for themselves with their own 2 eyes and their own 2 ears, and be exposed to people from the opposite political party, which you aren't exposed to in inner city Chicago, Baltimore, St. Louis, what have you, and then form your own opinions. Do these people really hate me? Are they really passionate about the Constitution? Remove the filter, the corrupting filter, in my opinion, of a corrupt media establishment and a corrupt education establishment, and let them form their own opinions. Number 2 is most of these Capitol Hill internships, particularly over the summer, which is when I send my interns, tend to go to children of privilege. That's just kind of how that works. The reason these kids are there is because they're at Yale, they're at Stanford, they're at Georgetown, and mom and dad can stroke a check or have stroked a check. Because this is expensive. Washington, you've been to Washington, D.C. $16.95 for a doggone grilled cheese sandwich and fries, let alone renting an apartment for the summer. So I'm taking kids from HBCUs. I'm taking kids from Pikes Peak College. I'm taking kids from all over the country.
Let's tell people HBCUs.
Historically black colleges and universities.
My wife tells me whenever people use jargon, ask them what it is.
There's a big assumption to think that people know what that one is. I'm glad you said that. So from college, from situations in which they would not be likely to land a Capitol Hill internship, and expose them to that. And then they go back to their fraternity, their sorority, their circle of friends, and share the experience. And we've been growing it since 2017.
Okay, so you launched it in 2017.
First internship class 2017. We had 9 interns.
Okay, and now?
Then we more than doubled. Had 21. Then we grew again to 29, and then COVID canceled us, and we got knocked back to square one. And we built up to last year. We had 14.
Okay.
So our total turn is now right around 100, and that's the only way you can do it. One at a time.
What do people need to do to qualify to what, you know, age, and what is it that gets them the internship?
They just have to have a heartbeat. So to qualify, you have to be currently enrolled or within 5 years of graduation. So we do take graduate students from an accredited 4-year university in the United States of America. So I'm not looking for a specific major. Not looking for anything like that. I just want to know, are you willing to work hard, make a positive representation of your school, and a positive representation of my organization? If the answer to those questions is yes, you qualify. I'm not looking for conservatives. I'm not looking for liberals. In fact, liberal ones sometimes make the best interns because they're open. They want to learn. So I'll take a very, very liberal, progressive kid and send him to intern for somebody like Rand Paul, very conservative, very libertarian, and say, you know what, just figure it out. You're going to be surrounded by people who don't look like you, who don't think like you, who maybe don't agree with all that. That's life. You're not going to live in this bubble called school, called university forever. Sooner or later, you're going to be surrounded with people who disagree with everything you think. You're going to have to work for 2 months on Capitol Hill with those people to accomplish some very big things. And they become some of the best interns I've ever hired.
Okay. So let's ask the obvious question that people maybe, you know, I don't care. By the way, you know, my skin color is white, but officially I'm Semitic. I'm Jewish. So, you know, what color am I? I'm a color.
Right.
What color do you have to be to go the people of color? And, you know, why is it specifically that? Because we know that a lot of white people are being discriminated against these days and being kept out of things. I know that's not your vibe, but you know what? Why is it called this? What is the parameters there?
We haven't been able to expand to a broader base yet just because of funding. So ultimately, I want to have Caucasian, Asian, I mean, you name it. Right now, we focus on the ethnic minorities. Our first six intern classes have been about 88% Black American, the rest Latino, Hispanic, Latino, and Asian. I ultimately want to grow to everything, but I don't have any money. I mean, I literally, I don't have any. I'm doing this with spit, mud, duct tape, and baling wire. So we're focused on ethnic minorities right now because that roadblock doesn't exist for the white community. There are conservative whites. There are people who vote liberal. That's a mix. But when you look at the Black community and the Jewish community, it is a voter block. We vote as a block to the tune of 92%. And my whole thing isn't to convert people, but to simply to show, look, we've got to be more politically diverse. When we become more politically diverse, we're going to advance and move forward as a people.
Okay, and the website for that is poccinterns.com. So go on there and donate. What does it cost to send somebody for a summer internship?
It depends upon where they're coming from, of course. More expensive from L.A., than from Georgetown because of airfare.
So you cover the flights?
We cover everything. So okay. We cover their flight to and from, we cover their housing for the summer, and the internship itself is paid. It comes out, generally speaking, to around $5,000 an intern for one full summer term.
Okay. And do they put skin in the game? Do the people put some money in?
The interns?
All? Yeah.
No. They have to pay for laundry, groceries, stuff like that. But you got to pay for that anyway. I mean, no matter where you're living, you still right. have to wash your underwear and buy bread. So it doesn't cost them anything, and they come out with a resume builder, and they come out with an experience and a stack of contacts that they could otherwise never have accomplished anywhere else.
So you've been doing this for 7 years. What are some of the biggest, you know, success stories that you feel that you have from doing this?
That's easy. Interns getting hired. So every year, we just had one get hired in June from Clemson University. Once he graduated, went to work in Washington, D.C. now. So we have interns show up and do an excellent job, and they get job offers, and they go back to Washington, D.C. to work as legislative aides, junior press secretary, whatever. They go back and get jobs working and living in Washington, D.C. as a result of being interning with this program.
I don't know. Getting to live in Washington, D.C., is that a success? Is that a benefit?
Ask yourself. Ask that question of your 22-year-old self.
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful place to live. It's an incredible area. I have my eldest brother actually has lived in D.C. for like 40 years. It's an amazing place. Unfortunately, you know, it is what it is politically and socially, but it is an amazing part of the world. We finish up and just want to encourage people to get involved. What's your pitch? What's your appeal to people who have a heart for this? To get involved, is there more than money that they can do, or is it just you're basically looking for donations in order to do it, but people get involved in another way?
Donations is, of course, the biggest thing. If you happen to have high-level connections at an American college or university that we can establish a recruiting relationship with, love to have that. So if you know somebody in administration or in career placement or something like that, a school or university in this country that you can broker a handshake, we'd love to have that. But our biggest deficit right now is just expenses. It costs a lot of money, and philanthropic giving really dried up, as you know, last year and a half, 2 years, as COVID just clamped down the donors as they saw their businesses waning mm-hmm. and things like that. They just had to do what they had to do. And we're 100% donor funded. So $5,000 a pop, you can do the math on that.
For 14 people, yep.
I appreciate you personally sponsoring a couple interns this summer.
Okay. So go do PO.
No, I see you. Well, you went right by
you
that.
You went me. You personally. Went me? I thought you were talking to the people at home.
I'm not talking about you personally.
Okay, we'll talk. Thanks a lot. I thought it was a general you. Go to POCCinterns.com, POCCinterns.com. Derek Wilburn, D20 school board member, founder and director of Rocky Mountain Black Conservatives. Thanks so much for being on The Peak.
Always a pleasure.